This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, they're making their big move to ban guns. They're saying Trump and all gun owners are mentally ill. There's no blame of the psychiatric drugs. There's no blame of the culture of death. And the fake news media has been caught lying, saying he traveled to the white supremacist compound. That turns out to be a total hoax. Let's look at a breakdown of some of the latest news, then we'll come back with the bombshell info as Democrats call for Republicans to be murdered.
Holy shit.
Oh my God!
There's been a shooting at a high school in Broward County, Florida, about an hour north of Miami. More than 14 students have been injured, and the superintendent reports that there are numerous fatalities.
In the schools. The answer to stop murdering killers is good people with guns. Did we turn our guns in because Hitler was doing bad things with guns? No, we used guns to stop him.
He seemed very... I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school, so I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh? So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved. But
oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Do you think there was more than one shooter?
Possibly been only one shooter because she heard shot. I think this is there has to be, like, for sure a second shooter. I think they need to keep investigating that.
We cannot accept this. I can't do it, Wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
Yeah.
Please give me your
every
guns.
Every deadly shooting in this country, the odds get worse and worse and worse. Are you really willing to keep playing those odds?
They shouldn't just sweep this under the rug as some other, you know, school shooting where there was a lone gunman and then everyone's up in arms saying, hey, we need gun control. Everyone needs to take the guns away. That's why I said, I was talking to this guy, you know, near the school, and he was telling me these teachers, they would be able to protect the students had they just had the ability to fight back. He said, when you have a gun and you're going against someone who's trying to shoot you, you're equalizing the balance of power. That's exactly what needs to happen, because you see, there's a teacher laying on the floor in one video that I saw with blood everywhere, and the teachers are and the students are walking out. This type of stuff could have been completely, maybe not stopped, but diminished quite a bit had a teacher had a gun in that building and been able to shoot back and kill him.
I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door, and then all of a sudden she got shot in the arm trying to open the door, and then the other teacher, he got shot in the head.
He went up and down the hallway, just banging and shooting into the classrooms. He shot through my door. I think about three in my classroom got hurt. I just saw blood everywhere.
But I just want to jump into 4 weeks ago when the Secret Service stuff started happening. So it was sort of like a random thing. I think it happened like right after a weekend or something. The teachers, every single one of them was instructed to tell us, like, this is the drill, like, where our zones were for each class. And, you know, every single day they would tell us. And then I talked to one of my teachers. In fact, it was the same teacher that I ended up being with.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on the other side with the latest on the Florida situation. North Korea is really coming to a head. A lot of science news is the jam-packed vital transmission that the globalists are trying to censor, so please spread all the live links.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
As I'm sure you know and feel, this is another very sad day in America, another senseless shooting, this time at a high school in Parkland, Florida, where a gunman, a former student, opened fire yesterday. Again, 17 lives have been lost, more than a dozen people are hospitalized, and our president, as he should, weighed in on the tragic events this morning from the White House.
We are all joined together as one American family, and your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school.
Agreed.
No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning.
Agreed. So I agree with both of those statements. And here's what you do to fix that. Tell your buddies in Congress, tell Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio, all the family men who care so much about their communities, that what we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids. Go on TV and tell them to do that.
Remember the left side of the whole Arab Spring.
Example of the common sense you told us you were going to bring to the White House. It's time to bring it. We need it. Tell these congressmen and lobbyists who infest that swamp you said you were going to drain, force these allegedly Christian men and women who stuff their pockets with money from the NRA.
All right, pause again. You just got his little anti-Christian statement, and now the money from the NRA stuffed in their pockets. The NRA is one of the only lobbies in the country that actually represents the people and a constitutional right in the Bill of Rights. And it doesn't come from the Bill of Rights. It's simply pointing it out that because there are bad people in the world is why I have guns. Just like when your little Islamic buddies you bring in run over dozens and dozens of people, killing them in New York, screaming Allah Akbar, we don't blame the truck company that manufactured the automobile that uses the weapon. Just like when somebody beats somebody over the head with a baseball bat, we don't then blame Louisville Slugger. And you know that. You're on record doing daily consultations 5 days a week with Chuckie Schumer, who writes your so-called comedy now, but is a bunch of political garbage. And then he comes out and again calls the president, it's a long rant, mentally ill. So he's reading off a Democrat Party teleprompter written statement, and he's seizing on this tragedy when school shootings are still flat, but they're still an issue. One young person is too many. And then there's all the warning signs, and the FBI called, and reports of all the other shooters, and all the strangeness going on. And here's Jimmy Kimmel again in Hollywood that glorifies guns and glorifies violence that's been directly causally linked to the rise starting in the 70s of mass shootings, because we are way up mass shooting wise compared to the 1950s or 60s. But if you look since the 70s, it's a flat curve Overall gun crimes down almost 60%. It was over 60% since 1992. There's been a slight bump the last few years, but not towards its old high in 1988. That was the height of gun violence, according to the FBI crime statistics that are very, very accurate because they list off local numbers. So the height's 88. We have seen a precipitous drop since 92 until 2016. And then it raised back up a little, but only a few percentage points, or 58 points, according to researcher John Lott and others that crunched those federal numbers. So we were at 61%. Now we're like 58% drop since 1992. And you're here just selling total lies, kind of like Don Lemon said yesterday. Oh, odds are you got a better chance of being killed in a mass shooting. It's just not true. But they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're engaged in. It's called deception. And again, remember, it's a fact that when they glorify these mass shooters since the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it continues them, and there's generally a few more mass shootings in the week after one of these. Just like right after Vegas, we saw the church shooting in Texas. So everybody should be particularly vigilant right now because there are a lot of mentally ill people out there. The Prozac family of drugs, says it can cause mass shootings. But again, there's never really a public discussion of that, is there? And now family and friends have come out that knew the reported shooter, Nick Cruz, and they're saying that he was on psychotropic drugs and basically was a mental zombie. But that's hardly in the news. You've got to go to Infowars.com or the local papers, or DrudgeReport.com has a top link right now, an article by Paul Joseph Watson, another article by Adon Salazar. We're going to break all that down, but let's continue with Kimmel.
You're to do something now, not later, now. And don't you dare let anyone say it's too soon to be talking about it, because he said it after Vegas. He said it after Sandy Hook. You say that after every one of these 8 now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
Oh, and now more of the crime. This is poor, good people.
We still haven't.
All right, pause again. I want to be able to lay more of this out here, but again, this is Hollywood that glorifies the mass shootings, that pushes the gun culture. This is Kimmel that had a BB gun about a year and a half ago in his studio audience and shot a BB that could put somebody's eye out into a jar of pickles, into a glass jar of pickles. And here it is.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, when he was shooting the jar of pickles, he was saying, here's a message to you, Alex Jones, from the New World Order. Now, they seize on every one of these opportunities, and we need to get back in their face and tell them, how dare you sit there and point your finger at American gun owners, at American patriots. He just had a skit last week making fun of Christians. He just mixed in again, oh, you dirty Christians up there on Capitol Hill, stuffing your pockets. Imagine if he said something like, you dirty Jews up there on Capitol Hill, stuffing your pockets, or you dirty Muslims up there on Capitol Hill, stuffing your pockets, or you dirty Buddhist up there on Capitol Hill, stuffing your pockets. But he sits there and says it because Christians are the bad guys. We're the people being targeted. Coming up in the next segment, fake news, lie about Florida shooter being member of white supremacist group, not retracted, even though it's admitted that was all a complete hoax. Also, the AP still running with it. Far left groups call for murdering Republicans as revenge for Florida shooting. Family says Florida shooter autistic, may have been on medication. Of course, aren't they always? Family members claim suspect was on medication to deal with his emotional fragility. He reportedly introduced himself to thousands of people over the last few years as school shooter. And said on YouTube he was going to go be a school shooter, but the FBI said that wasn't important enough information. So that's all coming up. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, we will get into all of this and a lot more today. You can be absolutely assured of that. Just briefly here, we are offering 50% off all of our high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash products via Superblue at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. The main store is InfoWarsStore.com. Fortified colloidal silver and iodine fluoride-free, made by the top organic producer toothpaste in the country, private label by us. And to give you an idea, high-quality toothpaste out there might have 50 cents to a dollar worth of product in it. We have several dollars worth of product in every tube. It's concentrated. There are no fillers. It is the best, developed by a dentist and oral surgeon, my father, working with the top producer of organic fluoride-free toothpaste in the country. Superblue is what you and your family absolutely need, deserve, and the small amount of money we make off of it, especially when it's 50% off, helps fund the operation. You can sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, cancel any time, absolutely free to do that. And it's the kind of thing you want to sign up for auto ship so you don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months or every 15 days whenever you need more. So all the Super Blue products on sale, but only through the weekend at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and your local AM and FM station.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Frustrated, obviously. There's been another mass shooting. More dead young people makes me sick. And I've been really upset as well, as a lot of you have, that we've had a lot of mainstream media fake news, disinformation seizing on the tragedy to blame the basic rights of all Americans and overturn the fundamental bedrock of our country. We didn't have mass shootings like this 60, 70 years ago because people were not this immoral. Now, there were cases of different gangsters and groups engaged in massacres, and there were examples of federal troops killing Native Americans en masse and Native Americans killing townspeople and villagers en masse. So you've always had massacres, and there were big battles out west and Mormons accused of engaging in massacres and other settlers engaged and accused of massacres of Mormons. And I mean, there have been plenty of massacres, and Pinkerton security men going in and Rockefeller security men going in, even in the early 1900s, and mowing down whole towns of gold miners and burning their towns to the ground. And I mean, there's so many famous cases of even in the 20s, the U.S. military crushing World War I bonus strikers who camped out around the Capitol building. So massacres have always happened, but generally they were state-sponsored or between warring groups. This modern thing of the copycat or the lone nut going out to climb up on top of the UT Tower, that's about where you see the kickoff of that type of stuff in U.S. history in the 1960s. As I said, this stuff wasn't going on until the late 60s and then accelerating to the 70s, peaking in the 80s. And then now it's been flat. And that's just the facts. But still, it doesn't make it okay. But I've said this, you've said this, you know this. If someone kills someone with a baseball bat or a knife, and there are as many people killed every year with blunt objects and knives as there are guns. In fact, many years more people are killed by knives, not just other objects, than guns. Do we say ban knives? Well, actually, in the UK, they've been trying to make you get a license now for butcher knives and cutlery. It hasn't passed, but they're trying to nationally ban butcher knives and other large knives because they have much higher knife crime theirs in the UK than they would have, quote, gun crime. That is a crime where guns are used. So it's the human mind is the problem. And I know we all know that when we step back. But when they get Phil Mudd of the CIA / FBI on TV to cry about another one of God's children has died, or when we get Jimmy Kimmel up there crying, they have been instructed, just like Obama was, to emotionally try to punch our buttons. And I know, as an audience, you know that, and you're aware of that, and you fully get that. What I'm getting at here is that a lot of people have gotten comfortable and have believed that they're not going to get our guns when we've been 1 second to midnight many times and when they've already gotten many of our firearms rights curtailed in different areas of the country. And it is the global UN policy to completely disarm individuals under the UNIDIR small arms treaty that Obama signed on to, but that we have not ratified. So this is serious. And anybody that gets up there and blames gun owners or Christians, like Jimmy Kimmel and others are doing, is a bigoted, lying sack of garbage. Jimmy Kimmel and the Democratic Party funding the Arab Spring and funding the Islamic takeover of much of the world, they have blood on their hands on record. And when they point at us and say that we have blood on our hands, it is asinine. It is ridiculous. Hey, America, acid attack. Why don't you get stabbed, banned guns, nail bomb goes off, so then you'll be safe. It's hit by a truck like us. That's right. Just ban trucks, ban acid, ban nail bombs, ban knives. That's a little emoji / meme that was sent out today on Twitter. Because if you look at the UK's crime, they have the highest mugging and stabbing rate in the Western world. Who has the lowest? Switzerland, where everyone by law has to own a machine gun. And they've got little armored bunkers scattered all over the country. Every few square miles full of anti-tank guns, missiles, and high-caliber firearms and hand grenades. And that's why nobody invades there. So, now there it is. UK has one of the highest rates of acid attacks in the world, police reveal, only after Pakistan. But never will they say it's Islamic connected. I saw a story I didn't get to yesterday where a Swedish police chief got suspended because he said, look, let's say it. We have roving gangs of Muslim men that have made us the rape capital of the world. We have the lowest rape numbers before. There's such an open, nice society. And we won't say it's groups of Muslim men up to 100 at a time raping women. They just grab. It's insane. And it's going on. It's being covered up. So the globalists hit us with the scourge of radical Islam. They bring it in to destabilize things. And then they've got the nerve to point their finger at us every, on average, about every 6 months. It's only been about, I guess, 4 months since Vegas. And you've got some new big mass shooting. And behold, Vegas, totally fake. Do we know exactly what happened? No, but we know he went to the Middle East. He was an arms dealer. He had other people in the room. We, InfoWars, broke all of this from FBI sources the day after, and then other sources confirmed it. Of course, we should now look at this new event and say, okay, if he did act alone, he told everybody, I'm the school shooter. He wasn't allowed to bring a backpack to school before he was expelled last year. And then all these witnesses say multiple shooters, they're talking to him while the shots are going off. And this is totally ignored. I'm fighting to get any of these young people on. But let me give the number out specifically for people that attended that high school in Florida. Only for you to call in if you're a witness or have family there or one of the young ladies that we see interviewed by local news and by Texas news that then never aired it but put it out on Twitter. Never aired on the TV stations but put it out on their Twitter accounts because the reporters thought you might need to actually see what they were really being told. And then we interviewed a student yesterday and he said, oh, yeah, that's what other people were telling him. It's not like it's one random person saying this. It's a whole bunch. It's not like they're getting confused by hearing different echoes and things. This is happening all over. And this is the people that are walking with the person they were told was a supposed shooter, Nicholas Cruz. We'll be back on the other side. Toll-free number 4. Folks right there in Florida that are witnesses or family, survivors, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Please leave the lines open, listeners, at least in the next hour, for only those folks to call, 877-789-ALEX. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Bill Mudd, you're hearing these accounts. What's going through your mind as someone who used to work at the FBI?
Stand by Green Man.
You think it's antiseptic. It's not.
Green Man.
I talked to a terrorist who almost died because he wanted to blow up a weapon, a car bomb.
But in Kansas City,
the car caught fire. It didn't blow up. And I talked to him after he lost a lot of his skins, his hands, his feet. I have 10 nieces and nephews. We're talking about bump stocks. We're talking about legislation.
Fade up music.
A child of God is dead. Cannot we acknowledge in this country that we cannot accept this? I can't do a wolf. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Yeah. We're going to get back to you, but you're obviously, this is so emotional. Unfortunately, it happens all too often, and as a result, people say we've got to learn some lessons.
And the Oscar goes to
Shulman.
Phil Mudd, Obama, all of them, Jimmy Kimmel with their fake crying while they helped fund the radical jihad Arab Spring that killed close to a million people, enslaved hundreds of thousands of women and children, sold into sex slavery. And now that slavery has been reestablished in North Africa and areas of the Middle East, CNN has reports about it but never says it's Islamic. So just remember that. Now, we're leaving the phones open for at least a couple more segments for anybody from the high school or friends or family to call in and give your testimony, but we had one of the survivors on yesterday. We played multiple clips that never made the local news, but that were put on Twitter of local stations interviewing people, reporting on multiple shooters, and seeing the supposed shooter, Nicholas Cruz, while other shots were going off, and it appearing that he wasn't involved because he didn't have a firearm. I mean, that has got to be looked at, ladies and gentlemen. That has really got to be looked at in a big, big way. And I'm impressed that the listeners are not calling in right now, just leaving the phone lines open for anybody there at that high school, or anybody that had friends or family at the high school, or anybody that has specific firsthand information to call in. The number is 877-789-ALEX. And we'll leave that open for this segment, the next, then open the phones up to everybody in general, 877-789-ALEX. Quentin Tarantino's father was scheduled to be on today, and I'm seeing if I can move him to the third hour because there's just so much news breaking on this front. He contacted me, and we looked it up that it is his father and has his own production company. I guess it's where Quentin began to get into it himself, but they're estranged, and he wanted to respond to his son's statements on Howard Stern saying that Roman Polanski having sex with a 13-year-old girl was no big deal. He wanted to respond to that, and I was going to see if we could move him to one, and they just told me there, they typed it on screen there, that indeed that Tony Tarantino will be coming on the broadcast, World War II veteran, you name it, and the stuff he told us off air about Quentin and about some of these issues and why Quentin thinks that's normal for children to have sex with adults is, to say the least, very, very horrifying. So Tarantino Productions is his site, and again, he's been in film productions before Quentin was born, and we need to look into the mind of one of the main confidants of Harvey Weinstein and understand how Quentin Tarantino got so twisted. So that is going to be coming up. Now he's agreed to move to the third hour. Alex Newman of the New American Magazine, we're going to move him to another day, obviously, as all this unfolds. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday transmission. And we will have open phones next hour as well. Okay. I got news a couple weeks ago, and then I got it again last week, and I got it again Monday from high-level sources. And when I say high-level sources, when you get information from this high level and you're going to announce stuff like this on air, I meant to cover it a few days ago, and I just couldn't bring myself to even discuss it or even talk about it because it's so fraught with issues and it's so concerning and it's so real that one does not feel like they're worthy to cover it. But it's like a surgeon. Even the best surgeons, a lot of times, don't want to do a surgery because they don't think they can fix the problem. I was told that by a top surgeon yesterday. I waited years to get my Achilles that was ruptured fixed. It just grew back, as they do when they're ruptured, on its own, deformed and weakened. And he just said, I don't think I can make it better because you didn't get it fixed up front. So here he is, board certified, one of the top guys in the state. And he was honest. He said, you can probably get somebody else to do it. He says, if you really want me to, I can get in there and cut it, shorten it, and do some other stuff. But it's already stretched out, and it healed, but it healed deformed, so it kind of wobbles around. My leg does. The pimp walk is not intentional, and it's kind of like the surgeon just doesn't want to do the surgery because he just doesn't think he can probably fix it right. And I respect that because a lot of your doctors will do it regardless if you have you sign the waiver forms. That's why I try to go to the best. And it's kind of the same allegory or the same parallel as to what I'm about to cover when we come back after this break. And it's not that I'm at loss for words. I have asked through a couple phone calls to different sources why I'm being given this information. And some of these sources have given us info before that's been very, very accurate. And another one of the sources is a very, very credible source and was meeting with the deputy director of a major intelligence agency recently and was told this information. And I gather they won't be specific, but yes, they want me to know it and want me to tell you this. And the media probably won't even pick this up because it's so hardcore. That's fine. I just can't even get answers to this, and they don't really have answers. And so I will attempt as best I can when we come back to get into this. It deals with North Korea, obviously, and a date, a week period that they have picked up chatter that North Korea is planning a strike. And the fact that North Korea will be putting this type of chatter out, well, they put it out publicly. And that's what makes me get a headache when I think about it. You guys pulled me the stack of North Korea news from yesterday that I had you, that I almost covered it then and the day before. Because I want to, I sit here and I study this for hours, and I just want to try to figure out the best way to talk about it. Because this is the number one issue right now. And while we're busy looking at the tragic school shooting and all the rest of it, that's one drop in the bucket compared to what Islamists are killing right now, or what GMO is killing right now, or what Roundup is killing right now, or what any of these big issues are. So we're going to go to break and come back and cover this. But bottom line, everybody needs to be praying to God for justice and for awakening and for peace. But this is a very, very serious time to be alive. Briefly, we have 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com on our best-selling, it's already our best-selling product other than the next two, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste Fluoride with Colloidal Silver and High-Quality Iodine. It is 50% off for the mouthwash and the adult and children's toothpaste. There's no filler in it. It's concentrated. And so it has more money goes into each tube than any other brand out there that we've done research on. But by double. I mean, this is not even expensive, and it is just Rolls-Royce or Bentley or Aston Martin, you know, quality in there, 50% off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay. Here's the bottom line. We have been in a state of war since 1950 with the dictatorship of North Korea. We are now facing the third hereditary leader of the Hermit Kingdom, as it is called, the most backwards, nightmarish, corrupt, starving, authoritarian, patriarchal, communist nightmare that the left thinks is so cute and funny, and that NBC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC have been defending and promoting. Now, I want to be clear. I don't want to have a war with the North Korean people. I want to be clear. I understand that they are casualties of this evil, culturally, spiritually, physically, mentally. That Scott said they're being used as a detonator by the Communist Chinese and others to project power and destabilization into the South China Sea. And now, North Korea has been threatening for a long, long time to attack Japan, to attack South Korea, to attack the United States. The list goes on and on. Now they have atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs, thanks to the Clintons, the Communist Chinese, and others that gave them the reactors, the technology, the missile secrets, the rocket secrets, the engines. Now they've finally gotten better engines out of Ukraine from our allies, not the Russians. And so things have deteriorated, and they've been kicking the can down the road, as the president said. It's at the end of the road. And North Korea is now saying, we will preemptively strike you, we will kill you, we will destroy you. Well, when someone points a gun at you and says, we will attack you, we will destroy you, we will kill you, you have a right, when somebody's pointing a gun at you, to pull your gun and take them out. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to bring the Communist Chinese in or the Russians. This is how you could end the world. But if North Korea attacks Seoul or North Korea attacks Japan, those are our allies, and civilization starts ending real quick. Because we'll be drawn into those wars. And that's how a conventional war, they believe within hours, will lead into a full-out war. Now, that said, I have talked to the personnel and the individuals at the highest levels below the president, and then at the levels where people would actually be attempting to go in on suicide missions to kill Kim Jong-un. And so a lot of what I'm saying is publicly available information, but I have repeatedly been told by different sources this, and then asked why I'm not talking about it on air, because they know the military and the general public that's thinking is listening. And so the highest levels of multiple U.S. intelligence agencies want you to know this. North Korean chatter and preparations, both from human intelligence and signals, states that North Korea is at this time planning a preemptive strike against Japan, Tokyo, with ICBMs starting in the last 2 days of March going into April 2nd. So anywhere within that 4 or 5 day period. And that everyone, especially families of armed service members, should not be traveling and should not be leaving the United States during that period. And because they don't want to officially put that announcement out, they want that announcement put out to this audience, because you are seen as the most awake, patriotic Americans. End of that message. Continuing. As other sources have pointed out, the SpaceX launch of a month ago, not the recent one, the most recent, was carrying some type of high-tech electromagnetic pulse warhead or warheads that could take out North Korea preemptively. And Trump has said that's on the table. There's a lot of other secretive weapons in the whole fire and fury arsenal. But that North Korean chatter is not also just that they're planning a preemptive strike, which you hear them saying, we'll attack you any day, we will destroy you, the whole U.S. will be fire soon, we're going to hit you, that's a promise. I mean, I've got the stacks of articles, you've all heard it, seen it out of their official. But when it's internally going on, and they're saying that over the radio to their military, maybe their company's about to collapse. A lot of evidence shows they want to make the military think they're in such a crisis, they stay at their post because the food's running out or whatever. I don't know. And no one really does, outside of Kim Jong-un's insane brain. But they're telling him that we are preparing the strike. We are preparing the first strike. We are preparing. Be ready by March 28th. We will launch the attack by April 2nd. So North Korea is saying that they're going to attack in the last few days of March into the first few days of April. And then North Korea is publicly saying, warning, Trump, very close preemptive strike, decision amid World War III threat. So both sides are saying this back and forth. And then here's the other part. You've all heard about EMPs, and North Korea is threatening to hit the U.S. with an EMP. And I think some of that threat's overplayed. Unless they hit like Los Angeles, that would cause a chain reaction of power plants going out that could knock out large parts of the country and could take months or years to get them back on because it's already so tenuous. You see what happens with a few ice storms and only knock down a fraction of the power lines. It causes sometimes months of outages in areas. But the highest levels of the Pentagon, the highest levels of the CIA, they are telling people who've been in for decades and never heard anything like this, that North Korea is launching an attack by the end of March, early April, and that we have to then be ready to defend against it and that we may strike them first. And again, I don't want to get on air as a family man or just as a human period and say things like this that in any way escalate things. But Kim Jong-un's already doing it, and everything they're saying in the news is what I'm getting from behind the scenes, and that they just hope this is some weird bluster internally to their forces. But they've told their population, roughly 20% of it's the military, one of the largest standing armies in the world, though it's somewhat Stone Age. Most of them are on foot. But they do have ICBMs. They do have chemical weapons. They do have tens of thousands of large artillery. And they can destroy South Korea very quickly, especially the capital, Seoul. They can attack Japan. But, I mean, they are reportedly sending out communications that they are intending a first strike. And I have asked, that's why I waited about a week or more, so I'm getting these in-person meetings and phone calls and other messages. Why am I being asked to say this to the public? And it's just, we just want your audience to know. So you sit there and you gauge that however you want, but that's real information. Whatever's meant by it gives me a headache even trying to figure it out. And I don't think the people giving the info, they don't know either. But some of these sources are the type of sources that say, I just talked to the hostage rescue team there, and this is what happened, and this is what's unfolding, and he went to the Middle East, and he's a gun dealer, and the Saudis were in town, and blah, blah, and then later it all comes out. And then I get a call from the hostage rescue team source saying, go ahead and go with it. And the media makes jokes about it, even though you can go back and see that turned out to be accurate. So this isn't from the FBI hostage rescue team. This is from way up above that. In the meeting rooms with the satellites and all the people and everything. And then it's just relayed. And people say, what am I supposed to do with that? Well, tell certain people and tell them this. And people don't ask why. They say, yes, sir. And then I'm given the information. So, quite a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. We should be praying for peace here, but this is just crazy. And the absence of war doesn't mean war doesn't exist. The absence of nuclear war doesn't mean it exists. The longer we push it back, statistically, the better a chance it'll finally happen until they're eradicated. And I'm not even saying eradicate it because they want the UN to be the only ones that have the nukes. I mean, it is just a serious situation. North Korea threatens electromagnetic pulse attack. Questions over lapses in U.S. grid race security rise. Fox News. North Korea plotting to wipe out 90% of USA with deadly EMP bomb amid World War III scare. Express. That's them saying it. And the Pentagon says they believe they have a weapon and are targeting Los Angeles. They will knock everything out for 500 square miles. And cause a chain reaction that can knock out half the country. And then it just goes on from there. Bloody nose. Strike on North Korea could begin with cyber attack by the U.S. We'll cover that when we come back. Raquel Phelan, Infowars.com. But this is not a drill. And what you got is real sources, real information from the highest levels. We'll be back.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.